It's been a while since I've done this, but I feel like the past episode or the past like recording, I just didn't feel like I was being genuine enough. I didn't feel like I was myself, and part of that is true. Like I've always, I don't know, like maybe I was just too coped up on like being in the perfect state when the perfect state is being in a not perfect state. You know, that's how I get the best out of, you know, out of my thought processes, out of sharing, you know, what I've been going through and how I'm untangling the situation. So I kind of got a sprain on the back of my knee. I don't know how you explain that. I was scared it was a PCL kind of strain or sprain. So the PCL is your posterior cross ligament, if I'm not mistaken. And that's basically behind the ACL, your anterior cross ligament. And you're probably wondering how I know this. Well, I took kinesiology at one point. I regret it at first, but long story short, it's quite useful. You know, you get to know things that most people don't, you know. And so anyways, I got that because I probably didn't recover well enough into doing an exercise that involved my hams, and I just ended up probably giving out, and I was scared I couldn't run on the Saturday, because usually Saturdays I do long runs, right, in the later in the afternoon. But I guess like I just tried going on the treadmill and everything, I felt good, and so I just decidedly went for a run. Now, note that it was probably below 10 degrees Celsius. I was kind of warm in the gym because it was indoors, you know, and it was kind of like temperature regulated. So I suppose like that just gave me that confidence that I don't need a jacket. You know, I can just go out with a short sleeve and with my running vest and we should be good to go, right? I just confidently went out there, you know, packed everything, got my gear set up, and my phone kind of satcheled on my vest's pocket, and we were ready to go. You know, I had my ASICS Nova Blast 3 electric red, and we were good to go. I was pumped, you know, I was good to go, but I couldn't go as far as I wanted to just because I wanted to take the precautionary step to just, you know, run a lower kind of overall distance and just play it safe. And so I did. And on that day, oh my gosh, you guys, the run was amazing. My form felt perfect. You know, I finally got it right. And I suppose for all you runners out there, or for non-runners, there's this thing called the runner's high. So I think, I don't know how exactly you get it, but like essentially it's almost like when you have a huge moment of relief, but that feeling is continuous and you just feel like you have all the energy and power to do anything. That's what it feels like. And, you know, I felt that when I was finally running the proper way, you know, and basically I just cruised all the way to Sunset Beach in Vancouver. For all non-Vancouverites out there, it's not the best beach, but you know, it's not bad, and it's the closest one there is. So I went along there towards the seawall, and oh my gosh, it was beautiful. The sunset was sunsetting. You know, despite the gray clouds, it just kind of added some texture and some beauty, like almost like a canvas, you know, and I really miss that, you know. And I suppose the past week, I was kind of just uninspired, demotivated to some point where I just didn't want to like produce content anymore. But then I realized, you know, I think I was just craving for that perfection. I was set on the wrong thing. I set my heart on the wrong thing.
I was kind of chasing the stats, chasing the glory, but I forgot to set my focal point to loving the process, enduring this process, loving the endurance, you know, even though it sucks sometimes, and understanding that it's supposed to suck, it's supposed to be hard, it's supposed to be challenging, and it's supposed to make you want to give up, but you can't, because you got to keep going. Because who else is going to go for those dreams? Who else is going to strive for it? Who else is going to make those dreams thrive? No one else is going to do it for you. You know, it's either a make it or break it, right? You either, you know, try hard enough and be able to get those dreams to come true, or you take it to your grave. And I suppose it's always a sad reality when I'm constantly reminded of how my late dad passed away. He had dreams, and I've said this before, probably in some other episode, I forgot which one. He had a dream to open up this cafe that's kind of ambient, homey, and a little bit of, you know, a retro, old school kind of vibe. And he wanted to be, you know, where motorcycle enthusiasts could come there and gather and, you know, get some gear, get some motorcycle parts, have motorcycles displayed all throughout the store, while also having a cafe on the inside, and just, you know, making that a reality. And, you know, I think he had the network. I think he had the know-how. I think he already had a plan set up, but it just never really pulled through, you know. And though I can't say much, or I don't know much about it, right? But I did know he mentioned that one time, and unfortunately those dreams died with him. So whenever I want to give up on my dreams, I'm constantly reminded of, you know, how my dad would want me to not repeat his mistake, you know, to not be too late and just get on with it, you know. And so, yeah, you know, I guess I'm back, you know. And I suppose that's what it's about, isn't it? You know, just getting lost in the process and finding yourself back again, and, you know, falling down and picking yourself back up again, and just to keep going, you know. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. The beautiful struggle, if you will. And today was a beautiful day. You know, the sun was finally shining out of the murky clouds. And recently I fell back in love with reading fiction books particularly. And, you know, in the bookstore, I got this new drink called a brown sugar frappe latte. I don't know how you pronounce that, if I pronounce that right, but I hope it is. It was perfect, but it was slightly too sweet, like towards the end, if that makes sense. But it was a good drink to accompany me through my read. And I kind of like explored throughout the book sections, and I came across this book titled The Hating Game. And I think Lucy Hale was a part of that in the motion picture, or the actual like movie, which is, I think it's going to be out in Netflix next week or something like that, or next week of the time of this recording. And for the first time, you know, I actually read through almost 50 pages of that book in one sitting without, like, with minor breaks, you know. And throughout those breaks, like, sometimes I would see, you know, these beautiful women, you know, looking at books and everything like that. And, you know, I was like, damn, I was missing out on this. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, in those moments, like, it really makes you appreciate more of, you know, just being present in the moment, like just getting out there, you know, just doing something else outside of your home. And you'd be surprised of how magical and how novel and how beautiful life can really be. I know I probably sound like a hippie right now, but like, damn, you know, it's out there. It's out there. That's where I suppose fantasy comes into reality, where the magic becomes a reality. And I think it's all about those moments, you know. And you know, for those of you who know me very, very well, you might know that I'm really into sunsets and sunrises. I would take a picture almost every time. But you know, if you scroll through my camera or my photos page, I won't take a picture of every single sunset that I see. You know, sometimes there are some sunsets you capture just for the heck of it, right? And other sunsets are just meant to be cherished, lived through. And just enjoyed. While others, you have to do both. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, when it comes to your love life, talking to myself here, there are some, you know, some beautiful women out there that are just meant to be kind of like, you know, cherished, I guess. Like, yeah, she's beautiful. You know, I hope she finds someone. Some are meant to be liked and pursued, I suppose. You know, try to give it a shot and everything like that. And maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Who knows? You know. But then there's the one. There's the one that you'll spend the rest of your life living beside, cherishing, and be capturing moments together with. And I think that's what we're after, you know? That's what we're after. And I think in terms of like how I approach things, you know, I find that like when you're not like actively chasing for, you know, for love, I suppose, for a relationship, I think that's where, you know, smaller peaks of opportunities just come out of nowhere. And I think it's in those impulsive moments, it's in those, you know, unplanned or unhinged kind of choices or decision paths that kind of lead you to where you're supposed to be. Almost like it's bound to bring you to another person, you know. And you know, I stopped believing in like love and first sight and, you know, rom-coms or how Hollywood portrays how romance is supposed to be, because like in reality it's not like that, you know. It'd be a miracle if it could be, but it's not, you know, in most cases. And you know, I just hope everyone listening to this can find that, you know, can find that person that they've been longing for, finding someone who, you know, who you can both cherish and capture moments with, or be the moment to capture, right? And I guess that's what it's about. Yeah. All right, cheers.